Welcome back to the Puma Podcast.
Welcome back to the Puma Podcast.
I am not Puma, I'm Tori.
I am Puma. I just had to say that. You said the last couple times.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's
just kind of your pocket, yeah.
Well, and I said, you know, I just want to see if I could do it, so.
Yeah, lots of P's with microphones.
Right,
the Puma Podcast. Yeah, there it is. Anyway, guys, hey, welcome back to our series, The Names of God. This is our fourth episode in this series, and we have a very... a very personal, they're all personal names. This one, I think I've seen a lot of people go back to and quote, so I'm really excited. So let's dive into this week's name of God.
Right, the name this week is Jehovah Rapha.
Rapha.
Rapha. From Rapha. Rapha. Just rolls up your, like last time, Jehovah Rohi, Lord is our shepherd. This is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals.
The Lord who heals.
Lord who heals. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, the Lord who heals.
Well,
and
what kind of healing? Are we talking like, does it specify in the Hebrew?
Well, you know, the word really just means to restore or to make whole or to bring back to normal. Hmm. Okay. So
redeem.
Yeah. And so it just, you know, when something is off or broken and... You know, that could be physically, could be emotionally, could be spiritually. Rapha just means to heal, to restore that which is broken, kind of to make it whole, right? So gotcha. I have a broken arm. It's broke. To heal is to have that arm, you know, the bones be set in place and be healed back up and to be restored back to the way they ought to be or to usefulness, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he's the Lord who heals, the Lord who restores, the Lord who brings... things back to the way they should be. And there's a physical component to that. There's a spiritual component, obviously, to that in Scripture. But the Lord who heals. So, yeah, that's one of the names of God. This name comes really kind of early in Israel's history. Remember, we had talked a couple episodes ago with Yahweh. So we have Exodus chapter 3 where Moses sees the bush on fire. The Lord speaks to him out of the bush, says, "My name is... is Yahweh, you know, and this is my personal name." So Moses goes back to Egypt with Pharaoh, says, "Let my people
go.
Let my people go." And then you have probably a year's worth of plagues that happen over about a year's worth of time. And after the last plague, where the angel of death comes and kills the firstborn in every home, including the animals and everything, Pharaoh says, fine, get out of here, get out of here. You guys are a stench to me, just get out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't know this God of yours, but you just go. Well, we know from reading the Bible that they left, and as soon as they left, Pharaoh's like, "What have I done? I just got rid of my workforce. How am I going to build my pyramids? And, you know, how am I going to build the Sphinx and all this stuff? So how are we going to do all this stuff?" And so he chases after them, and I remember they... get God's people get trapped between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. And then the miracle where the waters part and Moses and the people of God walk across the land on dry ground. And, you know, they're freaking out. They're like, and right before that, they were complaining to Moses, "Moses, why'd you bring us out here just so that we could die? Blah, blah, blah." And Moses is like, "Trust God. Just trust our God. Trust Yahweh. Trust him. Trust him." Which goes to our theme verse.
Yeah, Psalm 9:10.
Those who know your name will
trust
in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And so this is what they did not understand, that Yahweh, who has a relationship with his people, he said, you guys are my covenant people. I will take care of you. I will be there for you. Last week we looked at Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah was going to shepherd his people. He was going to do what's right to them. He's going to take care of them. Sometimes doing right to them means discipline, right? You have a sheep that keeps running off. One of the things they would do is, you know, they might break a sheep's leg so he can't run off. And that's not because the shepherd hates him. It's because the shepherd wants to save his life, right? So the Lord, the nation is so young. They need to learn who their God is. They need to learn that he's worth following. He's worth trusting. He is their shepherd. He's going to lead them. And so they're complaining. They're screaming, Pharaoh and his army, they're going to get us. And God says, I got you. So the waters part. They walk across on dry ground. Pharaoh's army goes in. The waters come over. It's so interesting to me at the end of Exodus 14, it says that Moses and God's people stood on the opposite shore, and they saw the dead bodies of the Egyptian army washing up on the shore. Because God said, I will take care of you. I will not let the enemies destroy you and harm you. If you guys just trust me and follow me, I got you. Hmm. And then chapter 15 of Exodus, Moses and Miriam have this song. They sing this song about how great God is. And one of the verses in there, verse 11, it says, who among the gods is like you, O Lord Yahweh? Hmm. We are so dumbfounded at what you have done. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Mm. Wow. They're like, man, our God is awesome. I am so glad that Yahweh is our God. Right? So they leave that place. They wander around for 3 days and they can't find water. It's just 3 days. Yeah. And you know, you got, you know,
a lot of people.
Yeah. You got probably a million plus people and they can't find water.
That's a problem.
And 3 days in, the people complain. They sang, Moses, what did you do to us? And they start grumbling and they start complaining just 3 days after that.
Just three days.
Mm-hmm. See, it does not take long for us to lose our way. Mm-hmm. It does not take long for us to get our sights off of our shepherd and onto something else. Mm-hmm. And we lose our way. And so what does the Lord do? He kills them all, right? Isn't that what he does? Yeah, what does he do? He's like, listen, here's the deal. Here's some water, but it's not good to drink. Throw this piece of wood, this stick into it, and the water will be good for drinking. And so that's what they do. They do what God says. And lo and behold, the water became good to drink. Hmm. Now, why does he do this for them?
Because he loves them. They're his people.
Yeah, because he loves them. They're his people. They constantly, you read through, Exodus and you read how they constantly are questioning God's heart. They're constantly questioning whether or not he's good. They're constantly grumbling and complaining. Mm-hmm. Man, it was so great in Egypt. I wish we could go back there.
Yeah, to slavery.
To slavery. Yeah, they constantly. So they're only 3 days removed from God doing this miraculous miracle of deliverance by literally destroying the greatest army on earth.
Right. Yeah.
Miraculously. And they're complaining because they don't have water to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it is out of this situation where God is called Jehovah Rapha. He says to them in Exodus 15, the end of Exodus 15, he says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, this is God speaking. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, and if you pay attention to his commands and keep his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, not who destroys you. I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha.
So this is where God, I mean, after all that they've done, he freed them from slavery. He literally destroyed, like you said, the biggest nation of the time, Egypt, right? And then they complain, and he gives them water, and then he says, I am the Lord who heals you?
Yeah, he says, listen, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to say. listen to what I'm about to say. Listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. You see, this is very early in their history as a nation. They are learning who Yahweh is. And just like you and I, I'm married. I've been married over 30 years. I know my wife, Mindy, way better today than I did back in the 80s when we were dating. Right. I know her way better today.
That's good.
Now, yeah, and I trust her today in a way that I did not trust her 30 years ago because I know so much more about her. She could do something today that she did 30 years ago, and I trust her because I trust her heart. I know that she has my best interests in mind. But 30 years ago, that the same thing happened, I would question her motives. Mm. I would say, I'm not sure you really are doing this for me. I think you're being a little selfish. And this is what's going on in Israel. They have not known Yahweh all that long, and they're still learning to understand his heart and his character and his love for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they don't, I mean, yeah, like you said, back when we did the podcast of Yahweh, there was the gods of, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? They don't really know Yahweh. So it is cool that that Yahweh, right, he says, hey, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a name of mine that is true. Despite your grumbling, despite your, you know, whatever, all your complaints, this is who I am, and I'm the Lord who heals you.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
So he wanted them to know that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, the Lord who wants to restore, the Lord who wants to make them whole. Mm. Because they are going to have experiences in their life that don't seem like things are right, or that things are getting better, or that things are whole. In fact, in the sinful world, this happens all the time. We have physical issues. We have emotional issues. We have spiritual issues, pain and suffering, and all these different categories. And it's very easy to think, wow, God isn't the God who heals. God is the God who destroys, or is just kind of picking at me, or just trying to mess with me. And it's very easy, if you don't know his heart, to think that's who he is. So just like Israel, they went 3 days, they couldn't find water. Do you think the Lord will provide water for them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he loves them.
Because he loves them. They're his people. He didn't bring them out there to die. He brought them out there to lead them to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and
honey. Right. Even going back to last week, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd, that leading part. But even if we are broken, even if we have issues and we're not, you know, kind of prickly and stuff, he is the Lord who heals us, who will still lead us. And I think that's a really interesting attribute that Yahweh points out to them early on. Like early on.
Early on, right.
Like, this is, I'm the God who restores, who redeems, you know, which kind of indicates a couple things about his people.
Yeah, he says over and over again throughout there, you are a rebellious, stiff-necked people. You deserve nothing. I want you to always remember, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals and wants to make you whole, not the Lord the destroyer. I am not the destroyer. I am the healer. Mm-hmm. I'm the one to fix.
Yeah. And that's amazing because, like, at least for me, and I'm obviously not God, I just think it's incredible that we have a God who not only will lead us and guide us, who loves us, but even when we are broken and messy and, I don't say, cause him grief, he still wants to lead us, and he still wants to be the God to heal us. Which kind of begs a question, if I may.
Yeah.
I mean, so if God is, and he is, you know, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, does that mean that God can't hurt? And that's maybe a little bit general, but if people get hurt, if God does things and people get hurt, how can God be the God who heals, the God who restores, if God also, you know, breaks things down or causes pain and harm to people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good question. Yeah, we experience a lot of pain and hurt in life. Mm-hmm. And often we're like, well, God, if you were a good God or a healer, then why are you allowing pain or allowing these experiences?
Right.
You know, we live in a sinful world. The Bible is very clear about that. You know, because of sin, we have all the different consequences and pain and suffering from Genesis chapter 3 on, not just the consequences of sin with Adam and Eve, but we also the consequence on God's physical creation, that the physical creation was cursed. And so we live in a fallen world that has natural consequences to it. God is not the creator of the kind of pains and sufferings of, say, the cancers and all the kind of things that we, you know, the physical things that we experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we get into a car accident and, you know, we get severely hurt and sometimes, you know, even results in death. That is a result of sin and living in a fallen world. God is not the God of death. He's the God of life. He's the one that seeks to heal and restore that which is broken. The fact that he calls himself Jehovah Rapha is because there's pain and brokenness and sin and destruction in our world.
Right.
That they already live in that, whether they knew God or not. That's what they lived in. He says, I want you to understand that I am the God who heals. I'm not the God who destroys. Mm. So come to me. This is why he says to them, if you listen to my voice and do what is right and pay attention, you will find healing. You will find me. Mm. Like just like last week with the sheep. The sheep know their shepherd. The sheep didn't know me. God is the shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Mm. The good shepherd is out to take care of us, not to bring us harm, right. to bandage us when we are hurt and wounded, not mm-hmm. to add more brokenness mm-hmm. to our life. See, harm is different than discipline, though.
That's true.
And so right. sometimes I think we confuse those things. So harm, when we think of harm, it's harm to hurt or to destroy. Discipline is to grow and renew and make better in the long run. Mm-hmm. And so we can't confuse like harmful things and discipline, because sometimes God disciplines, like mm-hmm. Israel. It only takes 3-4 weeks to walk to the Promised Land, and they spent 40 years there. They spent 40 years in the wilderness. Wow. Yeah, only about 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 week journey, but they spent 40 years in the wilderness, and took them 40 plus years to get to the Promised Land. That should have only taken 3 weeks.
Wow.
Why? Not because God is the God that wants to harm them. Mm. He is the one that wants to heal them. And there was something severely broken in their thinking and their rebelliousness and sin. And he wanted to correct that. He wanted to do that.
Well, yeah, that's fascinating. What's some practical takeaways? Because, you know, God is, right? He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. I guess what's a good posture to have? Because, I mean, I think what makes this particular name of God a little bit more, I want to say intense, but, you know, for God to heal, we have to be broken. And so I think there's a sense of, you know, okay, I don't need God, or this other thing can heal me better, or maybe I'm in sin. So maybe I don't want the God to heal, because maybe that comes with, you know, discipline. Mm-hmm. I guess, what are some takeaways for us as those who trust in Jesus, who, right, I mean, go back to Psalms 9:10, how can we live out this reality of God being our healer?
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good question. Yeah, you know, we try to fix ourselves all the time, right? I'm having relationship problems. I try to fix them myself. I'm having anxiety or some kind of emotional problem. I try to fix them. Or I run to someone or something to go ahead and try to fix that. I break my arm, or I have some kind of physical issue. Typically, I go somewhere to try to get that fixed or healed. We're always running to where we think the help will come from, mm-hmm. right? We're always running to help and come from. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 46. Says the Lord is my refuge and my strength, my ever-present help in trouble. Mm-hmm. When I get in trouble or when I'm in harm's way, where we run to for safety or for fixing or for refuge says a lot about who we're following and who our shepherd is. And so we live in this world, and God never promised that everything physically in this world, while we live in this world, is going to get fixed. Because people, one of the consequences of sin is physical death, and people continually physically die. Often people physically die because they get physically hurt in some way, or diseased or damaged. Can God heal physically? Yes, he does. He still does miracles today. His desire is for us to be physically well and whole. That his design wasn't for us to be physically hurt or damaged. That's a result of sin. And he intervenes in that in our world. But the greater healing and the one that he does, Jehovah Rapha, like Isaiah 53, you know, where he says, we all like sheep have gone astray, you know, each went their own way, but the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He says that the suffering servant, and we would understand that to be Jesus, he says he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we have been Rapha'd.
Interesting.
By his wounds we have been healed. And it's not necessarily talking about physical healing, but spiritual healing. Mm-hmm. We always think that the greatest need is physical, but mm-hmm. our first and greatest need is spiritual. And this is, I think we read this last time in 1 Peter, talking about Jesus. When they hurled their insults, he did not retaliate. When Jesus suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Mm-hmm. He, Jesus, himself bore our sins and his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, mm-hmm. we have been healed. Wow. You see, Jehovah Rapha is not just the God who wants to heal us physically. He is the God who alone can heal us spiritually, heal the sin problem in every human heart.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. So God, he's not out to harm us. He's out to heal us. And he has provided healing in the most deepest sense of the need in the sinful heart.
Yeah. No, I love that about Yahweh, that he isn't just like the physical or even the emotional. I think mental health too, right? Can God heal that?
Right.
And those are all very real things. But yeah, it's not the flesh and blood. It's the spiritual realm. And without Jesus dying on the cross for us, taking literal physical pain, but even the spiritual side, we can be spiritually healed forever. It's so cool that the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. Yeah. We see that in Jesus.
And this is why Psalm 9:10, keep going back to that. And hopefully maybe by the end of this, we'll all have it memorized. Those who know your name is Yahweh. That is his personal name. He says, I want you to know me. I'm a real living God. Those who know your name, I am Jehovah Rohi. I am the shepherd, the good shepherd. I am one that wants to care for you and love you. Those who know your name, Jehovah Rapha, I am the God who wants to make you whole and heal you. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never, 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 never forsaken those who seek you. See, God wants us to know who he is so that we will run to him always, that we will go to him and find out that he is the God who is knowable. He is the God who is our shepherd. He is the God who wants to heal us and who can heal us and who has healed us in Christ.
Yeah, that's great. No, I appreciate sharing and appreciate that God has this name in the first place, that we have that our God, the God of the Bible, is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Well, thank you. Thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for listening. Again, appreciate you guys tuning in. If you will have any questions for us, whether about the content or even about questions about God's word, please reach out to us here. You can email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to answer your questions and even just get better acquainted with you guys. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And tune in next week for another episode of
We'll see y'all next week.
Puma Podcast. Bye.